Shale gas drillers spilled waste or other liquids 137 times in 7 years in Pennsylvania. And a lot of those times, the companies didn't even notice. That's what we've learned from an ongoing series of investigative reports by Pittsburgh Post-Gazette's Sean D. Hamill. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
First, give me a picture of what these spills look like.
The overwhelming majority of them happen when they're drilling the wells. And so when they're drilling a well, in particular when they're fracking a well, when most of the chemicals are on site, these are very typically 5-acre pads. You can have incidents that range from a truck backing into a diesel fuel tank. You can have things as basic as a human being forgetting to close a valve. That happens a lot. You can have incidents involving rubber lines or other hose lines that fail. We don't expect that you're not going to have accidents on site. But I think everyone from the industrial groups themselves, the Marcellus Shale Coalition will tell you this, and the state will tell you, when there is an accident, what they do hope and what they do expect is that you will catch it, you'll stop it, and you'll clean it up.
One of the big points in your story is that sometimes companies didn't notice. What types of precautions can and do companies take?
What the state expects is that you're going to have somebody now, and this was not the expectation necessarily in the beginning, but that you would have somebody whose sole job it is to look for spills. And the companies themselves now will tell you, and you see this in the paperwork, after a spill, that many of these companies then changed practices because DEP leaned on them and said, oh, we'll now have somebody who just walks around the site and looks for spills.
One element in your story was the change in policy that took place about a year ago.
Well, to put it a little bit crassly, and many people will tell you this, in the early years of the Marcellus, 2005 through maybe as recently as 2012, is a little bit of the Wild West out there. The industry itself will acknowledge, and they will quietly tell you that some of these companies were not nearly as careful as they could be, that speed was more of the essence. The laws that we had in the state were not as clear. I'm currently trying to update this list, looking at the most recent 18 months I could get a hold of, all of 2013 through 14. I'd like to see and compare to see if we can see some impact, if we see a fewer percentage of spills that were not caught initially by the driller. I think that would be a good indication of the industry's reaction to this law. Because the thing that's obviously most insidious is these things get big fast.
You talked about in your article about a fish kill, I think.
Yeah, that was Range in 2009. That's one of the
Range Resources.
Range Resources in Washington County had one in 2009 that was one of the worst. It contaminated about a half mile of streams, killed a lot of fish, small fish. Now, interestingly, and I think this is worth noting, one of the analyses I did with the spills was looking at, well, if you had spills on this list, did you catch them? And Range, and possibly as a result of that 2009 spill, Range seems to have been fairly vigilant. But Range is also the second largest driller in the state. So just as a mere measure of that, they really aren't out of line. The biggest driller in the state is Chesapeake. And so they're both going to have had a lot of spills. They've both been fined for a lot of spills. Range has been fined through 2012 for 14 spills. But they caught and reported 11 of those themselves.
$4.4 million in fines were issued to companies for the spills you looked at. And so some might say those are big amounts. What's the problem?
What I've heard most from readers is, good gosh, these are small. And why on earth would a company even care, a multi-billion dollar company, care about a $20,000 fine? And we'll have another story that's coming out looking at what the companies do care about. And what they do care about is the publicity surrounding a spill and the resultant impact on, and they don't say it this directly, but the share price. So I think we'll be able to make the case that it is in the state's best interest to publicize when they have a problem. And I think they've been better in the last year. I'd like to think that we had something to do that because we've been talking with them about this.
One thing you mentioned early on, employees just forgetting to turn off a valve. That just seems to me so, you know, like, what are they, tired? I mean, you know, should be part of the sort of checklist.
Well, that's exactly what the companies say after the incidents. When there's an incident that you get fined, that you get a violation for, the state inspector will write you a piece of paper that's called a notice of violation. And typically on that notice of violation, they check a couple boxes. And one of them most frequently checked, not all the time, I wish it was all the time, but most frequently checked is, please tell us what you will do in the future to prevent this from occurring again. And I've just recently looked through some additional files, more recent cases, where they don't ask them. And the companies never provide an explanation. But in the cases like you're asking about, where maybe a valve hasn't been closed, often the answer from the company is, to their credit, we're going to provide a checklist. We're going to make sure that whoever is at that valve when it's opened is not allowed to leave that valve till the process is done. Now, the state has been loath to demand that some of these things happen on a general basis. They often will say that the most recent act that was supposed to be a rewrite of the laws was designed to provide some flexibility for the different conditions that exist in different parts of the states. In the largest of these spills, and the ones that most of your listeners will have known about, you know, the big blowouts and the ones where people were injured or that fish were killed, you'll see hundreds of documents that go on and on about the very minute processes that they need to change, the things that they need to do to prevent this from occurring in the future. And then, to this reporter's surprise, and I think many others, you'll often still see the same company have the same problem or something very similar.
Thanks so much.
Sure.
That's Sean D. Hamill from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He's been reporting on spills in Pennsylvania's gas drilling industry.